So let's come back to the body. A relaxed body. That really helps when you imagine the body soft like water. And then you let the concentration sink into the water, into this very subtle awareness of the body. Into more subtle sensations beyond the senses. By sinking into your body, you realize that you didn't pass away last night, that you're still alive. And still having these conditions, and taking the essence in a course like this. You can try to feel some appreciation for the moment right now, because you take it for granted, but it's not like this. Our life is so successful when we compare with other humans. So precious. Just when you compare with other humans, in the world nowadays, they say, when you're successful in business, wow, you're so successful. That's nothing. Compare the conditions that come together for us right now, having met the Dharma, taking the essence. That's successful. Working with the minds. Not manipulating the world around us, but working with the mind. Then it becomes successful. So try to generate some appreciation for the moment right now. And these conditions are very difficult to find and very easily lost. So not to waste this opportunity that you have right now. And to make effort again today. And not only for my own happiness, but for the happiness of all living beings. Because all living beings have this wish for happiness. There's no difference between myself and others. But do you recognize others? So don't look through the eyes of attachment, because you only see objects of your desire. Try to connect with your heart. Wow, there's someone else. Try to open your heart and include all living beings within the six realms of existence, including the intimate state beings, those who are in the barter. To work for their benefits, for all living beings. And you were included in this, the best thing you can do for yourself and others. Especially this wish, may I become myself a Buddha, the best guide in this world, for the benefit of all living beings. When we start our meditation, our mindfulness meditation, and before we start off, it's very important that you check your mind. Is that the mind of attachment, the grasping mind, which has the thought, my happiness? So by going into meditation with this state of mind, you face many obstacles in your mindfulness practice. And the first one will be dullness. To start off your mindful practice with a pure motivation, a pure mind, with love and compassion for all living beings. May it benefit them. That's the motivation. Try to feel this. That's the reason why I'm going to make effort here in my mindfulness practice. Then whatever obstacle arises, it's very easy to take the obstacle. But when you sit only here for your own happiness, then obstacle becomes a big obstacle. It gives you strength also, pure motivation. I'm going to do this for the benefit of all living beings. I will start with the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. Which has the quality to relax the body and to relax the mind. But don't let it relax your focus. Can you remember the three conditions? It's the mind that meditates. Concentration point, 100% concentrated, with an equanimous state of mind. And then we move to our abdomen, our belly. And let the concentration sink a little bit more into your abdomen, into your feeling. To let go of the resistance in your abdomen, to sink more into your abdomen. One time, breathe everything out. Everything out. And the in-breath, just receive it without breathing more in. Try to receive it more deeper into your abdomen, the in-breath, giving space. So try to make efforts to keep going through these three conditions. Because of this pure motivation before the session, it becomes virtue by making efforts. You collect even a lot of positive energy by making efforts. And then try to feel, as I mentioned many times, at the base, a very soft body with love for yourself. Try to feel this. Or is it so supportive? May I be happy. There's a very soft, warm energy you can feel in the body when you generate love for yourself. It brings you even to a more subtle level. It dissolves your hurts, your self-hate, your guilt, what's stuck in the body. It's very supportive in your mindfulness practice. At the base, very important. If you don't feel the breath going deep into your abdomen, or you feel this area is very tense or emotional, there's something going on, then it's very helpful to now and then to make the out breath more out. And the in breath just receive it without breathing more in. This helps you to inform the feelings in your abdomen. And then embrace them with equanimity. you're taking the meditation just as it is? Or do you find yourself in the cycle of hopes and fear, active looking for happiness, and suppressing suffering, difficulties? Try to recognize this. Because else it becomes just another trip. Like going to the tea shop for some sweets in order to find some happiness, a relief of suffering. And you cannot go deeper when you're in the cycle of hopes and fear. We reach our time limit. Maybe feel the body. Maybe you can feel this heaviness. You can feel that it's difficult to hold your focus. You can feel that the mind feels a little bit more heavy. A little bit more dull. Just feel the difference after you stretch your body. So come back to the body. Relax body. Be aware how the breath starts to calm down. How your body starts to calm down. So we started with the breath, which has the quality to relax. And then we went to our abdomen, which has the quality to bring stability. And then we go to the entrance of the nostrils, which brings clarity. So the doors of the nose. If you don't feel a sensation, then concentrate in the nose. And because our concentration point is very small, not just checking three conditions, but there's also a fourth condition now. Because there's a tendency, when you stay on a very small concentration point, a tendency to tense the body, to tense the mind. So don't hold your concentration point too tight, but also not too loose. Too tight, then you start to tense the muscles of the face. You feel in the mind, normally you feel it behind the eyes, because we live in our eye sense. You have the feeling the mind is there, behind the eyes. See that you relax it. But when you relax it, not too loose. So don't lose your focus, because then the mind wanders away. So hold your concentration points, not too loose and not too tight. Be mindful of the mind. It's the mind that meditates. Concentration point. 100% concentrated. In equanimous state of mind. Holding your meditation object not too tight and not too loose. When you hold your meditation object, too tight, you build up tension in the mind and in the body, and it will give you a headache. So be mindful. Also check between the eyebrows. Try to relax there. There is no difference between silence and sounds. If you bring the three conditions together, and the fourth, then when there's a sound, it will not disturb you. But when you want to take a nap, when you have too many thoughts, aversion, for your thoughts, then the sound can disturb you. So try to bring these conditions together. And then there's no difference between the sound and silence. even when somebody coughs. Let go this meditation, the activity of mind. And then we dedicate the positive merits, the positive energy that may become a cause for us through enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. May it benefit all living beings by having done this practice, by becoming yourself, like a Guru Buddha, for the benefit of all beings. So take your time to finish the practice here. So what is very helpful is to start memorize the seven limb prayer. Yeah. So within Tibetan tradition, what the Tibetans do, they memorize like a verse. And a verse is four lines. Yeah. And you start with one line. Yeah. Readily I prostrate with my body, speech and mind. So you try to memorize this. Yeah. You go to the next verse. Yeah. And then you go on till you memorize these four verses. Yeah. See that you don't get tired a couple of times. Yeah. And you let go. And it has to go in your long-term memory. And then during the day, again you do. And then before sleeping, you do again. And the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is take these four lines and go through them. Right? Yeah. So don't get up in the morning and do other things. So what the Tibetans do, they get up in the morning and straight away they start memorizing it. Mind is very fresh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a very easy one, seven limb prayer. Huh? Yeah. Very easy, yeah. And memorizing you can do when you sit or when you walk. I many times you see the Tibetans walking around with the text there. And also, what helps is when you use your speech. Yeah? That's a little bit difficult, maybe. Sorry. In silence. But at home, it's good to use your speech. It's easier even to memorize. Yeah? And when you know this seven limb prayer, then going around the stupa is so precious. Yeah? I was citing just seven limb prayer. You see, many prayers are seven limb prayers, like the Guru Yoga, Lama Chirpa. You know, this long practice we do two times a month is actually a seven limb prayer, right? But very extensively, very big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect prayer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's the food, not the distraction. It's something that supports us for our practice. Many kindness in the food. Yeah. Unbelievable. So many people put that effort and display the food. Yeah. We can enjoy it. Yeah. We created the causes for it. Yeah. And others don't have food today, maybe not tomorrow. Yeah. So mindful eating, if you want, you can take a spoon and take some food in the mouth and start to chew the food. That becomes very small. Yeah? And also when the food is in the mouth, put the spoon in the dish or next to the dish. Yeah? And when it's small enough, you swallow. So see that digestion starts in the mouth, not in the stomach. Many people think it starts in the stomach. So straight away they swallow the food. That's why we many times are tired and we don't know why. And besides that we eat too much food. Huh? Yeah? And then when you swallow the food, again you can take the spoon. Yeah? And then try to check the mind. Try to become aware that the mind looks for the next moment. It's actually not satisfied with the moment, with the food, but it's so delicious in the mouth. It's already looking for the next spoon. Try to recognize this. Very interesting. Yeah? So try, yeah? You can make spoons. Yeah. Okay. Have a mindful breakfast. Yeah.